Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us. We're in the last half hour of this Monday Sound Off. You can talk about anything you want, but of particular interest to most of us this Monday is what I am calling Let Them Eat Neutral Loaf Monday. Trump fiddling while Americans go hungry. Or more broadly, while America burns, since, you know, he basically told big oil, if you give me a ton of money for my campaign, I'll tell the EPA to just lay off. And that's happening. Or it could also be a little party never killed nobody Monday in honor of Donald Trump's tasteless, classless, debased Great Gatsby party held over the weekend while Americans worried about having enough food to eat. Join us 855-752-4842. There's an interesting microcosm of what's going on right now happening in the New Jersey gubernatorial race. The last poll by Quinnipiac shows that Mickey Sherrill, the Democrat, is leading by nose the Republican candidate Ciattarelli. So I went and I found some sound of Ciattarelli basically endorsing the Let Them Eat Nutri-Loaf, Great Gatsby, Fiddle While Rome Burns philosophy of the modern MAGA movement. Jacob, this is going to be cut 96.
Taxes are on the table, but I'd be careful of millionaire taxes. They're employing us.
Taxes are on the table in New Jersey in your administration?
Well, you have to look at it. You have to look at the whole thing. But what I'm saying is millionaires, we can't just beat up the millionaires. The millionaires many times are our employers. They're employing us.
What about the billionaire? Literally this idea that like, oh my, you can't even have a discussion about increasing revenues. I always love me a good deficit hawk. Like, where is the discussion about government revenues? And you would think that a party that's truly populist might say, you know, people that achieve millionaire status, which is, that's what a lot of folks think is necessary to get through retirement with some dignity. But we should be able to talk about trust fund babies and billionaires and taxes on those folks. But that never comes up. And check out this even bigger whopper from this guy. This one I had to go back into the vault to find, but this is current New Jersey gubernatorial Republican MAGA candidate back in 2016. Take a listen to this.
Benefits reform for public workers. No post-retirement health care benefit if pension plus Social Security exceeds $50,000 a year. 401k plan for all those with less than 10 years in the system and all new hires. Cadillac health insurance plans, as defined and discouraged by Obamacare, a Democratic president, are discontinued.
I just want to, those are his policy platforms. Do you think he's told Congress that he wants to get rid of those pesky government Cadillac health plans? Did you catch the limit on the Social Security plus pension cannot exceed $50,000 or we cut off your health care benefits for government employee, public servant retirees? I'm sure he means except for former senators and congresspeople. That's who's polling at 43% in New Jersey's governor's race. I mean, come on now. And if any of this, you doubt that this is what the MAGA movement thinks, I thought I would also share with you Charlie Kirk saying taxing rich people is a sin. Take a listen to this one.
Saying we're going to just raise tax on the billionaires, that statement, you just violated 2 out of the 10 commandments.
That's not true.
Thou shalt not steal and thou shalt not covet.
How
we're
going to
go take
stealing?
Other people's money.
How is that stealing?
Because it's their money.
We live in a society that is run by taxes. How is that stealing?
Well, taxations are a form of theft, definitionally, because it's not the government's money. It is private property that you earn when the government extracts it by force.
Someone breaks into your house, so, you call the police. When you have a fire, you call the fire.
This is hilarious because there is this subset of folks They call themselves sovereign citizens. They declare themselves unto themselves a country, and therefore the United States cannot, nor any state thereof, nor any local jurisdiction, can of course never tax them. By the way, Mark 12:17, then Jesus said to them, give back to Caesar what is Caesar's and to God what is God's. That's an interesting one, isn't it? I don't remember Jesus saying, accumulate as much as you can and give none of it to anybody ever. And by gosh darn it, decimate government programs that feed the hungry. I forget that. Kevin on the text line says this, billionaires want to set up company towns again. And if enough people are starving, they will find residents willing to live in them. Yeah, that's being done in various communities across the country. Also, explicitly white, ethno-nationalist, Christian, far-right communities filled with trad wives who want to stay at home. Nothing wrong with being a stay-at-home mom, but creating communities that exclude people that don't fit that model is deeply flawed and concerning, I would say. Jack from Merrimack. Thank you for your patience, sir. Always nice to see you on my caller list. What you got for us this afternoon?
Oh, boy. Where do I start?
Right?
Yeah. The incredible hypocrisy that we keep hearing and the lies. I just... anyway, you took some of my thunder because I was going to say the major thing, in my opinion, that does not get enough press is you cannot reopen the government with one of the two branches of Congress in recess. They have to vote on this stuff too. that's the first thing. But the second thing, and I think this is something people really have to understand, what we have now is a totalitarian from the legislative to the administrative to the upper judicial branch government that's an authoritarian government. And it's not an accident that they want to cut off SNAP benefits. This is the whole idea. Pain is the purpose. And the idea is this: we can do this, and we're not even doing anything.
We're right.
Not actively doing anything. Think what we can do to you if we decide we don't like what you're doing or saying. Yeah. That's the point.
Yeah.
End of rant.
I hear you, Jack. It's a dangerous time when I find it challenging on this program to have conservatives grant even the small, to say, yep, I can see that that's a legitimate criticism of Donald Trump. Some do, but they're very few and far between. And when we lose the ability to criticize, quote, our own team, if you're into politics and you think of yourself as very Democratic or very Republican or very libertarian or whatever it is, if you cannot even countenance the most, I would say, objective, and it's my critique today on Great Gatsby Monday, on Let Them Eat Neutral Loaf Monday, on Fiddling While Rome Burns Monday, is it was the biggest expression of terrible poor taste for Donald Trump to have a party celebrating a book with a theme that was basically about accumulate all the wealth that you possibly can and screw everybody else. That's in bad taste when Americans are worried about having enough food to eat. And I couldn't even get a conservative caller today to just say, yeah, that's probably in bad taste. If we can't even do that, if we can't even say this is in poor taste, or the AI-generated meme of him flying a fighter jet with a crown on and pooping on America, that should not be okay for a president. We can't even agree on that. then it's not a dialogue, right? Like, that's not a dialogue. And the same thing I think we're seeing play out in Washington, D.C. My failure to be able to, or I'll put it this way, CJ's failure to be able to talk to me about the topic I've designated on my radio show and even admit the tiniest thing about, that's wrong with Donald Trump or that he's done wrong or said wrong is just like the temper tantrum by the MAGAs on Capitol Hill. Oh, we stripped this subsidy away from tens of millions of Americans that's going to make healthcare more affordable, lead to a healthcare potential death spiral that'll hurt us all. We know that all of the objective research says that when you have either single-payer healthcare or Romney care like they had in Massachusetts, it ends up lowering premiums even for those who get their health insurance through their employers. In other words, it's objectively good for everybody. It objectively is more efficient. People need healthcare. There's not a debate there. And yet, they created the problem. They refused to negotiate or even be in the same city with Democrats. And yet, this is supposed to be Democrats' fault because Democrats won't just lay down and agree with anything and everything that Republicans say. That's not government. Right? That is not government. That is a dictatorship where you impose your will on everybody, regardless of whether or not it's a good thing or a bad thing, regardless of whether or not it's more efficient or effective. You just do it because you can. It's not a discussion. It's not a debate, and it ain't government. My rant's now over. Joe from Madison, welcome to the show. What you got for us this week, this afternoon, excuse me?
Well, let me pick up the relay baton and charge forth if I can here. I just want to do a little math, not brilliant at math, but boy, I found the headlines that said that they were going to have SNAP benefits at half of what they were. Okay, let us put this number at the head of the discussion. We're giving Argentina $40 billion, not million, billion dollars. If you're looking at SNAP benefits, it rounds out to approximately $350 a month for a family of two kids, two people in the husband and wife, whatever, $350 a month or $80 a week. We're going to do half of that a week. We're going to do half of that a week. What are you going to buy in a household with two kids, two parents? They also mentioned that in most SNAP households, there is at least a child, a disabled person, or an elderly person. Now, are they supposed to run out and work? I mean, come on now, and especially do hang on to the fact of $40 billion we're giving to Argentina, and our dear congresspeople have a per diem of $79 a day, very close to $80 that people were getting per week. How about they cut their per diem in half? There's a thought, huh?
Yeah, let's start with Congress has to give up their Cadillac, super cheap, on-demand health care, and they give up their... $80 a day per diem. Excellent ideas, Joe. We're going to round out this conversation on the other side. Got a great text from Jim in Appleton I want to read out. You can join us for the last segment of the day, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. More coming up next. And I've got some more sound that's going to make you go,